which covers the weigh-in station for the jockeys.
The time to arrive at the racetrack in Saratoga, New York is 7 a.m. Actual racing won't commence until 1 in the afternoon, but at 7 you can enjoy a blueberry muffin, strawberries, and coffee beside the track, as longtime commentator Mary Ryan describes the passing show, which is horses.
Horses for Carlos Martin, under the wire, what stablemates?
After breakfast, in the cool of the recent morning when I visited Saratoga for the first time in almost 20 years, I left the track, crossed the street, and found myself in the barn area with the horses that had just worked. There I encountered a fellow who'd been motoring between the barns in a golf cart, and it turned out he had considerable experience at the races.
I'm 84 years old and have been training horses for a long time, and I've been to Saratoga since I was 17. Not every year, but that was the first time I came here.
Alan Jerkins seemed to me as good a source as any, and better than most, for an appreciation of the nation's oldest racetrack, but handed the opportunity to celebrate the place, he all but fumbled it away.
Well, it's supposed to be the biggest and the most well-thought-of racetrack in the country for a long time. People like to come here, and if they can win here, they think they've won at the biggest racetrack in the world.
This summer's meet, which concludes this weekend, marks the 150th running at Saratoga. That wasn't a big deal for Alan Jerkins, who told me he came to work early each morning, pretty much the same way he'd done during Saratoga's 149th summer, and the 148th before that. But turf rider Teresa Gennaro corrected for the trainer's understatement.
I think it matters because there's no sport in this country that is as old as this, and there's no racing, any sporting facility of any kind that is as old as this. Although the current racetrack only dates to 1864, not 1863, this track exists because of the success of the four-day racing meet in 1863.
4 days.
4 days, two races a day, approximately 10,000 people a day turned out.
And these were basically match races, I'm guessing, no?
They were not the big fields that people are accustomed to seeing today. There was also only wagering of an informal sort. They were also longer races than people are used to. The first race actually consisted of 3 1-mile heats.
Endurance mattered.
Endurance mattered. And the horses that raced on that first day came back and raced before the meet was over.
The horses are better rested now, and racing has changed in lots of other ways. Elsewhere, it's endangered. Hollywood Park, which began operations in 1938, will close in December. But much of what charmed people at Saratoga 50 and 60 and 100 years ago remains.
And I think that's why people come back here year after year. I mean, the clubhouse that sits there has been there for 100 years. And when you look up in the rafters, you're looking at the same rafters that people looked at when they came to see Man of War, who raced here in 1919, had his only loss here. There's a lot of bad news in horse racing. There's bad news about the finances of it. There's bad news about the way horses are treated. But I think when you step foot on the grounds at Saratoga, you still get to see the best of the sport, and that's why it's probably the most popular racing meet in the country.
Vin Wendell, picnicking an hour before the first race on that mid-August day, saw no reason to dispute Teresa Gennaro's chronicle of the charms of Saratoga.
Well, you know, since I've been coming here, things seem really, really similar. They certainly have added some bending and that kind of stuff, but the whole facility just, I mean, I just came with my dad, you know, years and years ago, and we'd sit at the top of the stretch, and, you know, that whole thing is just like it always was.
Memory is selective, of course. There's more fast food at the track than there used to be. Trainers no longer saddle their horses at trees on the grounds outside the track where you used to be able to get close enough to your temporary investment to offer encouragement, even pat his nose. And the old tote board featuring individual light bulbs has been updated. Now it's a giant neon bright screen, which Teresa Gennaro regards as an improvement.
Yes, that is new, and while it might appear a little garish, it is well received by the fans, who were very happy that the old kind of light bulbs tote board was taken out that was hard to read, and the bulbs got burned out, and you didn't know if your horse was 8-1 or 3-1.
The horse I picked in the first race went off at even shorter odds than 3-1. She was named Rosie's Song, and she was a lock. Except that she wasn't. Well, she would have been if the finish line had been a furlong or so closer to the gate. But it wasn't, and unless you had Rosie's Song to place or show, you were out of luck, which I was. So that was one more thing about Saratoga that hadn't changed. To see my Avedon-esque Saratoga photo gallery, please visit onlyagame.org.